7 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day. Without Doug Steffen for a while, we've got the Boomer Broads here, along with Jennifer Horn, who's on the left coast, and myself here out just outside of Washington, D.C. Good Day time, 7 past the hour. Get on over to gooddayshow.com or dougsteffen.com. Check out our poll today and see whether you think that Black Friday should start at midnight after Thanksgiving, on Friday morning at 12 a.m.
You haven't chimed in on this one yet from a boy's perspective.
I'm not going to give you my boy's perspective. I'm going to give you my perspective of being a former car guy. When I was in the car industry, I was in the wholesale side of it. And I watched my dad, who worked in the car industry from 1972, go from 9 to 5, 9 to 7 hours, to 9 to 9, to Saturdays opening until 7 or 8 o'clock, and then on Sundays they started opening in the 80s, to now we have Longo, Toyota, and other mega franchises like that in California to open 24/7 so that their service can be more there for you.
Nothing says let's go buy a car like a few drinks in a bar at closing time.
No kidding.
Head over there around 3.
I'm not a big fan of any place being, even though it's more convenient for me. So, you know, if I can go at midnight if I ever wanted to, you know what? If I need to go to the mall and I can't get there before 9 p.m. I don't need to go at 7 in the morning.
I'm not going to lie. I don't mind having the mall open till midnight. I actually think that's kind of convenient.
You know what, though? The people that work those jobs.
I know.
You know, and everybody, there's one guy who always says, I want to be the first to be open an extra few hours. So, anyway, in our time this week, we usually talk to the Boomer Broads, Janet Prinsky and Anne Marie Agner, and they are with us today. Hi, guys.
Hello there. Hi. And we say, well, I mean, I guess my feeling, and I am a shopper, for sure. I wouldn't necessarily shop late on a holiday, but my feeling is, so what?
Oh, I think it's pathetic.
Oh,
I think it's such a sign of desperation by corporate America.
That's right. I think it's a desperate time. You know, the banks used to have it down. The banks used to say, listen, if you want to get to your bank, you come before 5. You find a way to get here before 5 o'clock. And then that's all gone. I mean, I went and closed my account at SunTrust last week and moved it to a credit union because of that $5 user debit card fee. And the guy said, yes, but is your credit union open on Sundays? And I said, I don't need you on Sundays.
That's right.
Thank you.
What about people, though? I mean, for me, being the only person that has control over my household, I work a million hours a day. So sometimes I need those late hours.
Yeah. Ange, what about online, Jennifer? Aren't you able to bank online and shop online?
Banking is one thing. I bank online most of the time. I mean, there is still sometimes when I do need to go to a bank. But shopping, I love to go out and shop and touch and feel.
You do.
I like online shopping, but I really like...
And you can't get there by 7:30 or 8 o'clock?
I'm with her. No, sometimes we can't. You know, we're busy
But you know
the
what? How would you like to be the one who has to work at Marshall's until midnight?
Well, that's
how would I like to be the one lucky enough to have a job? I mean, there's a lot of people out of work that would love to have that opportunity.
That's the only part of it that does bother me, is making the employees work. But then, for example, my son, who works at CNN, which is sort of a 24/7 operation, they work it out. You know, I'll work Thanksgiving, but then you get Christmas off, or you know, they sort of work it out.
Well,
at what point do we stop?
Okay, listen. There's 9% unemployment. If you want a job, you're going to work 24/7 for 7 days or $7 an hour. I mean, is that to the point we get to?
That's what I do.
Really?
Has it turned out to be $7 an hour, Jennifer?
Oh, on a good day.
I feel the same way.
You know what? I just think that retailers should lay down, make a statement, and say, these are our hours, and we try to make it convenient for the customer without abusing it or without, you know, just making it sleezy.
I
feel like we should stay out of telling them what to do.
Well,
that we don't have to stay out of having an opinion on what they're doing, Anne-Marie. Good Lord.
And I'll tell them what to do by not shopping at 1 in the morning.
No.
Right, there you
I
go.
Won't do it. I won't do it. But I guess, you know, obviously there are some people whose work hours, in other words, I know there are some overnight workers, you know, the graveyard shift, Those people probably love having the opportunity to work, go shopping at 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning when they get off work. But that's so few and far between to me, unless I'm really delusional. I'm on Rich's side. I think you can figure out a way to shop between, let's say, 8 o'clock in the morning and 8 o'clock at night, 6 days a week.
Here's the way it works. It's always one sleazy organization. For us in the car business, okay, it was always the one sleazy organization that had the salespeople that they just totally abused for 3 months and then blew out and put in another pair of shoes in there. And those were the ones who said, you know what, we're going to open on Sundays.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're going to open
freedom.
On Sundays
that's
for 12 hours.
What makes America great is that they can be
what
open.
Makes America great is being sleazy enough to run your employees
yeah,
7 days
right.
a week.
Yeah,
until they
break.
Because most of the time they shorten workers. I mean, I just had this talk actually last night with someone who works in a restaurant. So do you think all restaurants should be closed on Thanksgiving then, Rich?
No, I don't.
So they're taken away from their family when restaurants are open on holidays.
I think that when you get into certain businesses like police, fire, the restaurants, the news, radio, like we are. I mean, when I signed in the radio, I said, okay, this is one thing you have to accept. Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's.
24/7, right.
Yeah, you work them all. You work overnights. You work weekends. You do all that. That's part of the gig.
Apparently your listeners agree with you because it's 73% of your poll. Agrees with you that they should be closed.
Well, I know this because I'm watching the kickback on Facebook and Twitter to them opening at midnight. You know, okay, it's fun to be there at 5 a.m. and the adventure of the shopping and get all my shopping done and get the big deals. But, you know, at a certain point, you take away from the shoppers being able to sleep late or sleep at all and get out there. They don't want to have to cut their Thanksgiving day short to get
but
the good deals.
But people do. I mean, see, here's the thing. I'm not arguing with you about the like what you're saying at all, because I really don't care. I don't go to Target after midnight on Thanksgiving, or I don't wait in line to get to Walmart to be number one in line at the 4 a.m. opening on Black Friday.
But you're going to, all the inventory is going to be
But I think it's okay. I think it's okay that people want to do that. It's, you know, it's a fun thing for people to do. They go out and they get their deals and, you know, they feel like they've accomplished something.
All right, so we'll have to.
But I am for late mall hours. I will stand firm in that statement.
How do you feel about the early Christmas decor hitting, you know, pre-Halloween and all that? That makes me sick too.
Yeah.
Oh, see, and that's okay with me. Around Halloween, I'm ready to go for Halloween.
You're ready for Christmas.
God.
Yep.
Good
yep.
Lord, Jennifer, girl. Oh,
I hate
know.
To say it, but I'm with Jennifer. although I must admit that by early December, I'm sick of it.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
That's right, because you've had 2 months of it already.
You're going to be going, oy vey, by the 15th of December.
That's right, oy vey, when's Hanukkah, right?
Yeah.
But then you're not depressed when Christmas is over. You don't have the letdown.
That's
over
a good
you're
point.
Ready to move on.
Well, that's a stretch.
That is a good point.
Come on.
All right, so it's 15 past the hour. We're going to come back and hit this Jerry Sandusky Penn State thing just a couple of minutes and see what the Boomer Broads think about that. On Good Day, it's 15 past.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today at an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
17 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Without Doug Steffen, it's Rich and Jen, along with Anne Marie and Janet. And,
how come they don't get to call it the Rich and Jen Show when Doug's gone?
Because they got the website already for Doug Steffen.
You know, we don't want to make Doug cry.
He's got business cards. It's just not worth changing for an hour.
I'm just kidding.
All right, so we wanted to get you all's take on this whole Penn State Jerry Sandusky Paterno fiasco from the PR perspective. Because we've all talked about it, we all agree that Sandusky's been tried and found guilty and about to be convicted in the court of the media. But when you are an organization like a Penn State or something that deals with kids, how do you handle this, even if you haven't had any allegations against you, just for safety's sake? What do you do?
Well, right off the bat, I think Penn State made a mistake by not communicating better with the student body. Thus, we saw that initial reaction from the student body with the rioting and we love Joe.
Yeah, this went for years and months.
Unbelievable. And the students themselves were saying, if we just knew what was going on, if someone from administration would just communicate with us, which I find and we find shocking from a PR, the first thing in all good PR is openness, immediacy. Well, you make your statement, communicate with your students,
talk
and tell
about
them what's going on.
Talk about the camp situation, which also was a fiasco.
We have a very, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but there's a quick parallel here in New England. You might remember Scott Brown, who's a Massachusetts politician.
Right.
He had that memoir mentioning that he was sexually abused at camp as a child.
Right.
That camp was in Cape Cod here in Massachusetts, and they were obviously suffered immensely horrible public relations. They spoke to the media without getting all their ducks in order. One of their staffers committed suicide.
Oh my God.
It was just absolute madness here. And it's an interesting parallel because yesterday they put on their website great news. This is the name of the camp, is Camp Good News. Great news. Camp Good News is reopening. The whole child abuse victims from the camp are going, are you kidding? No one communicated with us. No one. So the camp is reopening this horrible place, which was, you know, a den of iniquity. Just another good example of no communication yielding a guilty in the court of the public opinion
the
and
key,
media.
Communication.
Yeah.
It really sounds simple, but you really need to communicate.
When something happens, you mean?
Yes, exactly.
Well, even if you don't know, to communicate, not silence is unacceptable. In fact, our motto at our agency, or in the industry really, but in our agency, is no comment is the loudest comment you can make.
Now, let me ask you this in the 15 seconds we have left. I help coach my son's baseball team with the Chantilly Youth Association, great organization. It's a very clean organization, but do organizations like that have to worry about this? And
yes.
If so, what is their, how do you reassure parents that we're safe?
You let parents know how well the people who work in your organization are trained, that there's sensitivity training. You really have to put yourself across as a well-run organization.
All right.
Okay.
There it is, Janet and Anne Marie. Thank you so much for the booth.
Pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
21 past on Good Day.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree Gateway, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
I know you're going to hate me, but what is this?
You don't know what this is?
No, I knew you would say that, but I don't.
C.W. McCall, an old DJ doing a song called Convoy.
Big Ben, this here's a duck. Now, you want to back off them hogs? Ten,
four,
about 5 miles or so. Ten, roger. Them hogs is getting intense up here.
This was a massive,
massive
by the time we got in like the 1970 or something like that. It was huge, 79.
Wall to wall.
I can't believe I missed it. This is like right up my alley.
Bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
I remember when CBs were big. We used to drive to the beach and we'd have like a caravan of cars, you know, get in the rocking chair and, you know, Tim Horgan, buddy, all that kind of stuff. It was hilarious. My mom and her gold Trans Am, we looked like Smokey and the Bandit.
Does anybody use those anymore? Do truck drivers still use them?
Yes. Yes, they do. They still talk to each other all the time. All right, so that's C.W. McCall, and his birthday is running up today. He's 83 years old today.
Good for him.
He's still enjoying the good years. And on a birthday list, Ed Asner. Can you sing all the words?
Ed, a crazy political guy, but how fun is he?
Oh, he's fun. You know, when I took my kids to see that movie Up, you know, where the old guy takes the house with the balloons.
Love it.
I expected
all the way
a little
through.
Bit of Ed Asner to come out in that movie.
It was all him.
What a sweet, nice movie.
Yep.
Nice, good kid movie if you're going to take your kids
I
to the movie.
I might have watched him in a Hallmark movie this weekend. Don't hold it against me.
All right. Next up on the birthday list is one of Dudley's favorites.
You can't forget all your troubles.
Patula.
Forget all your cares, so go
turn.
By the way, Ed Asner's 82, so 1 year behind C.W. McCall. He's probably laughing at him.
How old's Petula? Is she still alive?
Petula is 79.
The 80 Club today.
I know. Yaphet Kotto, remember him?
No
Homicide.
Idea.
Homicide. He was also in a Schwarzenegger movie. What Schwarzenegger movie was he in? Can't remember. Anyway, Yaphet turns 74. It's a 70s club, actually.
A young one today.
Yeah, this must be, Doug is going to be very upset, because also, Sam Waterston.
Oh, yeah.
You see him on your investment advertisements now. He's turning another 71.
Do I hear 60?
Yeah,
60.
Well, here's one that you'll actually dig.
Very nice.
Frida is one of the singers from ABBA. Oh, come on. Not me.
You like this?
Early 80s alt with the Thompson Twins. I never got this, though. There was a black guy, a guy with red hair, and like some
Jewish like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito being twins.
Exactly. Bass player Joe Leeway, Thompson Twins, turning 56 today.
That love the Thompson Twins, and we have to listen to them every day driving to high school.
But I don't get it. There's three of them.
No, they're the Thompson triplets. Don't matter how far,
girl, I'm gonna find my way. Jack Ingram, 41 years old today, wherever you are.
Now you're
Jack,
talking.
Happy birthday. And finish it off with Jen's favorite. Nickelback. Chad Kroeger, singer. 37. Happy birthday to you.
Happy,
birthday.
Happy.
And the whole Good Day crew. It's 28 past the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day.
Most of us have several doctors we visit regularly. This could pose a potential problem if the doctors aren't aware of what the other's prescribing. I'm Aileen Ellis with this AARP medical tip from Primetime Focus. Here's how to protect yourself. Dr. Bill Hall tells all his patients to
put all of your medicines, whether you're taking them now or have previously took them, put them all in a shopping bag and all the things you buy at a drugstore, bring it into your doctor's office and just dump it out on the desk.
He calls it the shopping bag test. Once you two have sorted out what you should be taking, make a list of the names and dosages and write down how often you take each one, including the time of day. Carry this list with you in your wallet and make sure each of your other doctors has a copy. And keep it updated. Another thing you can do is check out the Drug Interaction Checker at aarp.org/health tools. All you do is put in the list of medicines you're taking, and that's not hard to do. In most cases, you don't even have to type in those strange names. There's a drop-down menu that lists a lot of them, and you just click on the ones that apply. Then you get a lot of information about each one, and you find out more about how they interact with each other. A few medical tips here on Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Orlando. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Helping you build up your immune system, the immune system of the mind, is helped a lot by your exposure to lots of different ideas here. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Jennifer and Richie and I talking about these new beers, pizza beer, bacon beer, about peanut butter beer. Did you know that when the economy goes down, the drinking goes up, up, up? Does that make sense?
I guess yes, it does. Right?
It's like eating, yeah. That sort of thing. And also, I saw that there are new things called brewers. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Brewers yeast tablets. And a lot of people are using these. I think there's some vitamin B benefits to it. But there's a recall that happened last week to a lot of these brewers yeast tablets because of milk allergens.
Ew.
So you can check that out. I think we have the story at DougSteffen.com. And if we don't, you can go to Now Foods, N-O-W, Foods. The problem is that some of these things, once again, are not being made in the United States. It's easy. Isn't there a whole discussion about trade going on now? Isn't there a proposal? Is it the president or one of the candidates has a proposal? I'm trying to, I sort of tune out when it comes to these trade things.
They just passed that trade deal with Panama, Colombia, and China.
Yeah.
Not China, South Korea.
What does that do for us? Do you know?
It allows us to export products to them, which we did not have the ability to do before.
So they've cut down their, but the reason that that happens is because these countries build up, they tax our products because they're making something similar to it in their country. Brazil is very big on that.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil taxes a lot of our things that they're making down there because they want to sell. So I guess the turnaround question is, why wouldn't we do that here? We seem to not
That's absolutely a great question, is why we don't tax their products here.
We like cheap stuff, but it hurts our
economy. That is what, economy. Who was it? Mitt Romney. Romney is all over that.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney is the one saying, why aren't we making it more of a fair trade deal with China?
Yeah.
But it's always a good thing when we can, you know, bravo, both sides got together and they passed a deal that's good for everybody because now we get more customers to sell to in Colombia, Panama, and Panama, consider it Florida. If you've ever been to Panama, it's Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they use the dollar, they speak English. And Spanish, it's basically Florida.
All right.
So, a lot of money there.
Okay. Now, speaking of good things, Richie had lots of good things. I have even more. Not that I'm trying to upstage Rich.
Nah.
But I have even more good things. In addition to the good things he was talking about, I have good things. It takes him about 15 seconds, 20 seconds.
Are you talking about
seconds.
The good things at the website?
I'm talking about the... No.
Not that.
I'm talking about... good news.
Oh, good news.
We have good news. No, remember I said about 15 minutes ago, we'll have good news at the bottom of the hour?
No, you said before we do what's new at, I want to talk about beer.
Drinking.
Yeah, I know, but we went on. We graduated from beer. Remember?
When you said you were talking about going to
Panama, I figured we graduated from
When you said what's new at, I thought you meant
what's new.
I didn't know you meant.
No, I meant what's good. Yeah. We can go through all our jingles here for the next 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, we got a bunch of them.
Have a big time. All right, here's the first item of good news. You ready, Jennifer?
Ready.
Exercise for women is the best way to get rid of a migraine. Now, let me try to understand, because I'm not a woman, number one, and number two, I don't get migraines. Why would a woman getting a migraine be different than a man getting a migraine? Do women have more migraines than men? Anybody know?
They're probably related to hormones, I would think. Well, you guys think that because that's what we tell you at night.
Time of month things?
I can just tell you that I've never had a guy walk up to me and go, I've got a migraine, man. I can't go out tonight. Never. Never.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So the good news there is if you exercise frequently and well, do all kinds of things, then you were probably, if you've had a problem with migraines, you'd be mitigating it. All right? That's item number one. Number two. Chocolate lovers. Ooh.
Hello.
Chocolate lovers have a lower risk of having a stroke through their lives.
Mm.
Chocolate lovers love those stories. So do I.
Last night,
I celebrated, when I saw that yesterday, I bought a chunky chocolate bar yesterday. Instead of my usual three musketeers. Don't throw cold water on my premise. Chocolate. I want to. There's
Hershey's lives, one at a time.
Right, exactly. Yes. Hey, Richie always wants to throw.
Hey, man, I know I'm right here with you. Beer and pizza and burgers. Yeah. That's good.
And chocolate.
Right.
Right.
And chocolate. We're good to go.
Okay. Here's good news for those of you who are pregnant. If you are adding folic acid, then that's something you ought to do. Everybody, men, women, all ages, you probably need more folic acid. But as Ken would tell you, you need to get your blood test and have a thorough, it's called a 24-point blood test. I get it every year. It tells you exactly what the measurements are of all of the things that are in your blood. But if you're pregnant and you want your toddler to be able to talk better as he's growing or she's growing, folic acid pretty much ensures that. What do you think of that? Jennifer? Well, you haven't been pregnant.
I like it. I actually take it.
Yeah, but you're not even pregnant.
I'm not, but I take it anyway.
No. Yeah. Well, never mind, Doug. Edit that comment.
Yes.
Jennifer? I mean, Janet. Richie, did Janet take folic acid when she was pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you think Sean is a better talker? Sean's a big talker.
Sean's a big talker. There's no problem there.
That's just from Daddy, though.
Both my kids can talk it up, man. I got nothing on them.
Nothing wrong with that. Mm. Okay, here's another item. It's good news for mothers to know about their children. Sometimes, even children that are Sean's age, Juliana's age, and older, have chest pains. And when we're older, we think as adults, chest pains may equal a heart problem. Not so with children. Children's digestion works because it's not, at that age, completely developed yet. So if they're eating things that you may be able to digest okay, spicy food, for example, Richie.
Right.
If you are, you fix a lot of things. I know you like to do the cooking, and you fix a lot of things on the grill, spicy stuff. You got to be careful because children's systems don't take it as well.
Let me tell you something. They'll tell you well before it gets into their stomach whether they don't like it or not. My
kids, the children?
Neither one of my.
Well, they may like it though.
No,
they don't like spicy stuff.
Not even close to liking spicy food. Juliana, not as picky. But Sean, if it's got a little bit of spice in it, not even touching it.
Yeah. All right, I've been talking a lot about women. These are lists of things that are good. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm all about the good stuff. Want you to know good things. If you're a man with high testosterone, you will have a lower risk of having a heart attack. Did you know that? Higher testosterone equals lower heart attack possibilities. So if you have it, do you know what your testosterone number is, Richie?
No. I never get good at tested. Do you need to go get yours tested?
No, I know what mine is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Why did you feel the need to get it tested?
Just as a regular part of the physical.
Oh, really?
I want to know. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's like getting your
PSA test, any of these things done? What, how much vitamin D you've got in your system? I like to know all of that.
Yeah. Just like, I don't need that to know I have testosterone.
But wouldn't you want to know the number if you knew it would equate to lower heart attack risks? I would think you'd
wouldn't
want to
you
know that.
Notice if you were low in the testosterone?
No.
Depend, not necessarily, no.
Really?
No. Mm-mm. No, there,
I
are a lot
there
of,
were like effects that come along
well,
with
well, there are effects
losing
of
testosterone.
Yeah, there are those. But under the circumstances, those things happen later. It's the first signs that you want to look out for.
What are the first signs?
They aren't obvious. That's the point. The obvious part comes after you've had a lack of testosterone for a while. Your number ought to be between 600 and 700 anyway. That's the bottom line. It's much below that.
Okay.
And you need to, you know, there are ways you can get it. There are natural.
Never mind.
Yes. Moving on. Good news for women. This is October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And you've heard me before say that I'm a little concerned about the Susan. That too.
Komen Foundation.
The Susan Komen Foundation, because I think it's become an industry. And I think too many people are...
It's a marketing campaign of
eager.
Genius, epic genius
right.
proportions.
Yes. And in fact, the fact that the good news is that breast cancer death rate is declining fairly substantially. That's, a lot of personal anecdotal stuff that I would add to that in terms of my own experience in my family. Both my sister and my former wife have had it. And once you have it, you always have it. And so,
once you have cancer, once that switch has been turned on.
Yeah. We all have cancers in our system.
Right.
We all have those free radicals that are floating all over the place.
Right.
It's what you eat. If you eat a lot of fat, it allows the cancer molecules to come together. Listen to me sound like Dr. Doug. I am practicing without a license, but it's okay, folks. Nobody ever gets hurt. Information is gleaning information comes from reading a lot of this stuff because I'm interested in it. And it is good because I can pass it along to you. In terms of free radicals and your diet being poor, what happens with a lot of fat is the fat allows the free radicals to come together and form these cancer cells, if you will, cancer units. And so you got to be careful about if you don't want to see your demise come from cancer, you're careful about the fat you eat. And there are good fats, remember, and there are bad fats. So, at any rate, I think that's a point that's well worth making, and I hope that you think I made it well. 16 before the hour, here's a point I want to make as well. Time for my daily dose of the Fountain of Youth, okay? Off come my glasses, all right? And I squirt one thing, one little bit of this serum, on my hand.
How long do those bottles last? Because it's just that little teeny squirt.
A long time.
Right. And they aren't expensive to begin with. This, if you haven't heard me talking about this before, the how do you like my talking with my eyes closed and printed stuff around? Tastes pretty good, huh? All right. I don't need a lot of help discussing this because I know I can feel it working on my skin. And Richie can feel it working on his skin. And when Jennifer gets home, she's going to use it. Now, I've been using this, for 2 weeks? And there's hardly, I can see it's gone down a little bit in the bottom.
Yeah, it's a few drops is all it takes.
Right, exactly. So the Fountain of Youth does the following. It increases your skin hydration by 90%. It makes your skin feel wonderful. And it reduces the wrinkles on your face by 63%. Use it every day once or twice. You, by the way, get this first bottle free by going online to organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code GOODDAY. You'll discover why this has been declared by a number of different reviewers the number one anti-aging serum. And what a wonderful thing. The folks at this outfit, Organic Attitude, are offering the first bottle to you free. Try it out. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. It's organicattitude.com. That's where you go. Enter radio code GOODDAY and have them send you your first bottle of Fountain of Youth Serum absolutely free so you can visibly reduce those wrinkles. It's organicattitude.com, radio code GOODDAY.
To celebrate Veterans Day, Heinz Ketchup is asking Americans to salute our troops through a charitable campaign that raises money for Wounded Warrior Project, a nonprofit organization that honors and empowers wounded service members. The campaign, Our Turn to Serve, is featured on Heinz Ketchup bottles at participating restaurants nationwide and encourages diners to scan a QR code using a smartphone to send a personalized thank you to those who serve while helping to raise money for a great cause. Adam Silva, Chief Development Officer, Wounded Warrior Project.
We're thrilled to partner with Heinz Ketchup, which has a history of supporting our military service members. As part of the cause campaign, Heinz Ketchup will donate 57 cents to Wounded Warrior Project for each thank you sent and each like made on the Heinz Ketchup Facebook page, up to $200,000.
The campaign also encourages consumers to make their own donations to Wounded Warrior Project and to learn about their local veterans appreciation programs. To learn more, visit a participating restaurant near you now through December.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. Sometimes I feel like a teacher. And I have been.
You are a teacher, Dougie.
A preacher.
You just need a blackboard. Instead of having your preacher. Two windows and that picture of the shuttle behind you and the curtains with the flowers on them, you should have a blackboard.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Think that'd be a good idea?
Where you could turn around. I mean, now that we've got you on the video, you could stand at the blackboard. And,
right, I could do that.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
Let's not give him any ideas.
One of the things happening. Thank you, Jennifer. At the World Scrabble Championships, story at DougStefan.com today, the letter G went missing. So, and this is, you can imagine these people take this pretty seriously, and one of the tiles went missing. The players demanded a strip search in an effort to find it. So the strip search went to English player Ed Martin. The letter G disappeared. This sounds like a Sesame Street episode.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Oh, letter G!
Yeah. The winning word in the World Scrabble Championship was omnified. You know what that means?
It is everywhere. It's been made to be everywhere.
You sure? Or are you making that up?
I'm just guessing.
All right, you got 1 minute to call us with a definition for omnified. If you have it, you have 60 seconds, 800-510-8255 to see how good an English teacher. We ought to go back to the word of the day. Every day, we used to do this, and I don't know where
it
went.
That.
Every day we got a new word.
Let me tell you where it went.
Where'd it go?
You did it for a while. You got bored of it. You stopped doing it. Then you remember, oh, we used to do this. It's a lot of fun. Let's do it again. Then you'll get bored of it, and you'll stop doing it.
Bored with it is the correct word.
Whatever.
Omnified. All right? Who knows what that means? 800-510-8255. You know what? I honestly, I'm looking it up myself because I don't know. Let's see if I can do this quickly. Omnified and see what comes up when I do it. All right? Omnified in the Webster's Dictionary.
News for omnified. Yeah, there's the news for it. Definition for omnify.
The disputed point into a transcendent, you may defy the opponent to lay hold of it. Huh?
Huh?
To
what
render universal, to enlarge. Omnify means to make it bigger. Bigger. Omnify.
Right.
The word omnipresent means it's all big stuff.
It's everywhere.
You got it.
Right.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Hi, who's this? Hello.
Michael got it for you.
Oh. Tell him to hurry up. I know, but I want to get that person on with this. By the way, for those of you who remember the BP oil spill, that little problem we had down in the Gulf, the company that was responsible for the platform, and what was it called, Anadarko or something?
Something like that,
They paid a $4 billion BP settlement, so BP can pay the $4 billion fine
for
the feds. All right, it's 51 after on Good Day.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
As tough as it was to watch and listen to, it's what many of us will be talking about today. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Considering the gravity of the charges against him, 40 counts of sexual abuse with boys, it is simply amazing we would hear directly from him. We are talking about Jerry Sandusky, the former Penn State football assistant coach whose alleged actions have created a firestorm at Penn State and across the country, not only for what he is accused of doing, but for the apparent climate of cover-up surrounding it. And then, last night, in prime time, on NBC's Rock Center, he was interviewed by phone by Bob Costas, who asked just about every blunt question you could ask. One of the questions to Sandusky, are you a pedophile? To which he replied, no. He added this.
I enjoy young people. I love to be around them.
And Sandusky did admit he did things he should not have done, such as...
I have horsed around with kids. I have showered after workouts.
Speaking of which, Sandusky tried to explain what was going on when then-grad student Mike McQueary walked in on him and a boy in the locker room in 2002.
We were showering and horsing around, and he actually turned all the showers on and was actually sliding across the floor, and we were, as I recall, possibly like snapping a towel and horseplay.
McQueary contends he walked in on a sexual assault. During this phone interview, Sandusky's attorney, Joe Amendola, sat across from Bob Costas defending his client. But we have an added wrinkle to this story concerning the attorney, Amendola. According to a published report, Amendola, now 63, was the attorney for a teenage girl in a case back in 1996, and that just before her 17th birthday, she became pregnant with his child. The two were married in 2003, had a second child, but have since split up. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Mortgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, a bumpy start to the new work week for the market. The Dow off 75 points yesterday, finishing at 12,079. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices fell 85 cents a barrel, settling at $98.14. Speaking of oil prices and its effect on prices at the pump. Move it up, please. A new AAA report shows crude oil up 20% since the beginning of last month, and that has prevented any significant decline in the price of gas, which, according to the AAA, has been holding at a national average of $3.41 a gallon over the past week or two. 1 year ago, we were at $2.89 a gallon. A continued rise in oil prices, according to the experts, could lead to an average gas price of more than $4 a gallon, and soon, the all-time record high national average for a gallon of gas, $4.11, back in July of 2008. And finally, a word or two about geography. How do you feel about geography as a field, a subject, a discipline? Joel Sartori is with National Geographic magazine. He isn't exactly objective about this. He says geography is important to all of us if we want to succeed.
Compete globally, and to understand the marketplace, to understand consumers around the world, you have to understand geography.
But many of us apparently don't know about geography. Sartori says about half of the young people in this country can't identify the state of New York on an unmarked map of the U.S. A sad statement, says Sartori, who feels no child left behind leaves geography in the dust. And unfortunately, the study of geography is now seen as a luxury, or even worse, as a quiet, boring intrusion. Joel begs to differ.
Knowing about geography, I would dare say, is bankable.
Bankable, as in cash.
It allows you to make a better living when you understand how the world works.
Got it. Now, is there anything else geography can do for all of us?
It makes you a more interesting person.
And that is a fact. Go ahead. The next time you need a conversation starter, go with this. Hey, you want to see where New York is on a map? I'm David Weiss. And that's the news that matters.
The cold season. The 100 toughest days of the year. When noses run more than sprinters in training. And there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.